they called him the conservation comic. There was a book about him, and I mean, not a book, a article about him in, what was it, Cornell Magazine when I was there. I can't remember, but anyway, there was a...
Well, what was it called? I'll look it up. Cornell Comic?
No, that's what they called him in that magazine, but I think that was maybe the title of the article. Probably was about 1961, 62, in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And it was all about Wild Bill?
Yeah, yeah. You probably get some stuff from there, different from what you get now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were some stories in there that I hadn't heard, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the thing, but it was... I just don't remember what the heck it was. Maybe it was a Cornell magazine of some sort, probably
Cornell
the Cornelian, maybe. Pardon?
Not the Chronicle, was it?
I don't
think
so.
That's
the might
magazine
have been the
that's like the academic magazine. The
oh, not that one. No, it was a local thing.
Okay.
It might have been the Cornelian, I think it was campus-wide, whatever the... I suppose the library would know what magazines they had back then. But it had to be just about that time. I'm pretty sure it was while I was still a student.
So there's a magazine, Cornell campus-wide, and it's about 1961 or 62 on Wild Bill.